Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Drugs, alcohol, money problems, family problems, everybody's battling their demons, and we're here to discuss it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Talk to me nice.
You know, hey y'all, this was our choice. It's catchy, yes, but
it is.
You know.
This song been stuck in my head, so I have to listen to it now.
Dude, you got to do Uzi.
Ooh. Sorry. Hey y'all, it's Ivana. Welcome back to the Star After Show. We are in season 2, episode 8, A House Divided. I'm Ivana Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
But yeah, I kind of like it though. I like it now.
And unfortunately, we don't have Shauna or Jill with us again. But you know, we're gonna keep it live for you guys.
I hope we're enough.
Again,
we do
as
what
her,
we can.
Per usual, I know our live chat will be lit and letting us know how we're doing.
And they'll let us know if we're messing up on something.
Right. And just so you guys know, before we get into the review,
we got a live read for y'all.
We got to tell y'all about the show called Vikings on History. It's History's critically acclaimed series called Vikings. It premiered with a 2-hour season premiere on November 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Season 5 begins with Ivar, the Boneless, asserting his leadership over the great heathen army, while Lagartha reigns as queen of Khadgat. Ivar's murder of his brother Sigurd sets the stage for vicious battles to come as Ragnar's son plots their next moves after avenging their father's death. Bajoran follows his destiny into the Mediterranean Sea, and Floki, who is suffering from the loss of his wife Helga, takes to the sea, submitting himself to the will of the gods. This season is full of startling alliances and unbelievable betrayals as the Vikings fight to rule the world. Seems pretty turned up, if you ask me. It seems a little wild, but if you want to catch it, you can catch it every single Wednesday at 9, 8 Central on History. Check it out. Stay tuned. Don't DVR it. Check it out when it's live, because that's when it's lit and that's when it's popping.
Live tonight,
Yeah, tonight. Like, watch it tonight. Like,
all
now.
All right. Thank you for telling me to keep it together.
Yeah.
You know those names, man.
Yeah, those names are crazy, but I'm sure they're crazy
honestly,
in the show, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. All right, so let's get into Star. So it kind of starts off where we left off, right? With last episode. So we see Carlotta kissing Maureen, and then they do the sex. And, well, that was interesting. So they wake up the next day and they do it all over again. So I'm like, well, this is cute. I didn't really see this coming, but I think the rest of the panel did. So,
I mean, you know, you're talking about Carlotta and Maurice.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that Carlotta is just trying to find love from anywhere that she can, because she's clearly not going to get it from Hael, or is she? I mean, she may in her own ways by washing him, but we'll see how that goes and prolongs through the season. But I don't know. I mean, I just think it's just a weird vibe. I don't understand the dynamic between Carlotta and Maurice. It's weird. But
yeah, I mean, we see towards the end, I mean, they kind of have a way that they really can't partner with one another, because they both have something obviously against Ayana. So that's the only, but y'all don't really have to have sex to get to that point, though. So.
Yeah, it's just a little too soon. You know,
I don't know.
It's a little weird, but
whatevs. They grow, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Do what you do.
So Cotton tells Star about, God, do I have to call him Prison Bay? Omar, right?
Look.
Omar, Omari? No, yeah, look,
it's
nothing.
It's Omar.
Omari.
What did I say, y'all?
It doesn't matter.
Just saying.
So she tells him about him, and it just seems like the conversation just seems kind of weird. I'm like, why is it? Like, I understand, like, somebody's love and affection is infectious, but she sounds like she can't walk away from him almost. It just seemed like it really coded. It was a little weird to me.
I mean, I agree. I think that he's not something that's healthy for Cotton, but at the same time, do I feel like she gets some type of passion from him? Yes, and I feel like it's nice to feel like your boo's a protector, and clearly he was to some degree. And it satisfied her for the time being. So, I mean, I guess he feels like, okay, well, did we ever say we were going to cut it off? Probably not. And that's why he showed up at her place.
Yeah. Speaking of showing up, I mean, yeah, Brody pops up out of nowhere, of course, as always. What else is new? And he tells Star that he found out about Hunter hitting her. And like I was saying in the last episode, I'm like, I really hope that this makes him, you know, turn things around. Like, is Brody going to be a dad now? Because I just wanted to know, like this is your daughter now. Like, please, I didn't want to
step up.
Gonna, yeah.
Like, do something. Be a dad. You know, I mean, but I think Brody is starting to feel a little bit more emotion, I guess. I think he's starting to be a little bit more humane, especially after seeing, like, the photos of his, you know, his daughter being beaten. But I hope that he changes his life around. I don't believe it all the way, though, yet. Like, yeah. I'm kind of on Team Brody a little bit now, but I don't know. I just feel like he's, because is he giving that, well, I guess we'll get to the money part, but... Oh. I just have a few questions about that.
Speaking of questions, okay, so Simone tells Ayana, like, she gets out the, what is that, the bins or whatever?
Because right.
She's getting chauffeured around. Her life is turned around.
She said, I'm about that.
In 2 weeks, though. So that's what confuses me, because she's like, you know, she's been living with Ayana for 2 weeks. So where do they think this girl's been for the past two weeks, though?
That's what I
And how do they not know? That's what I was like, well, wait.
Yeah, like, so you, first of all, so y'all haven't really been visiting her.
Like, Star, where do you think your sister's been the past 2 weeks?
But I mean, they haven't even been visiting her, it seems like, because otherwise they would know she's not there. Like, that doesn't make sense. So you just haven't been...
Even if she does come to Carlotta's, y'all, they should know that she's getting dropped off in a bins to Carlotta's house. Not the bus.
Like, it was just a mind blow. Like, when she... And I'm thinking, okay, first of all, Simone, I know you got a whole new life, but you just... You feeling yourself.
Honey, she put them shades on. I was like, ow,
I know. She was so airport chic. I said, yeah. Oh. And then she was like, I mean, don't we got an interview to do? Like, you just so Hollywood already. I said,
honestly,
okay.
You're right. We do. So let's go.
Right.
Golly.
Exactly.
So that, I was a little confused. So the label mates, all of them, they're clearly doing an interview with Ricky Smiley's crew. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Head crack. We got the Brad. Like, I get it.
Her hair was cute.
Her hair's always
cute. It is. So, it is.
And her skin is just so perfect all
the time. I know. She's
like,
literally
irritating.
Next to black don't crack in a dictionary, there is Debrat.
Yeah.
Like it's there you go.
Yeah.
And Pharrell.
Yeah. Oh, Pharrell. I don't even want to get on him.
Vampire.
Annoyed. Anyway, so they had like a little competition, a little friendly competition. Well, mm-hmm. We thought it was friendly in the studio, but there's obviously some deeper rooted issues with that as well. How did you all feel about the song dropping before y'all? It's just you.
You know,
I'm so used to
how did we all feel about it? You know, I can speak for two other people. Hey, shoot it at me, okay?
How did you feel about them dropping the song before their showcase? I wasn't mad at it.
I wasn't, but I just feel like it's digging a deeper hole for Alex and why am I missing his name? Noah. Mm-hmm. I just think that Alex doesn't want to be in that deep with him. I think they probably just want to let it go after some point. Like, you know, I mean, it's cute for the time being, but I just feel like how are they going to separate this and then become just a normal label? Like, if we continue this going on and on, and they haven't even had a debut performance or song as a group. And
now, which ones?
Well, take three. Like, they haven't had a song with the label that's hit the radio. That was their first time
on
the radio.
I don't know why this whole time I thought they at least had one song on the radio.
No. So, I'm thinking to myself, so this is your first time being shown to the public, like, everybody. And you are seen as kind of like someone who's in a group and who's not in a group. And I just feel like that's a slight at me if I'm one of your members, because it's like, okay, well, you already got a solo career going for you. Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
I understand the concern, too, because sometimes when one member breaks away from the group, they start doing solos, and there's no longer a group. But luckily, Alex still wants to be with that group. But honestly, I would say try to ride that thing out as long as you can, but always come back to your group. But I guess it's difficult.
I feel bad for Star, honestly, because I just need Star. Like, she really must like him. She clearly likes him. Because, forget Star. But at the same time, I'm just like, it just makes me feel bad in the sense of, like, dang. Because she's starting to look like she's, like, desperate, kind of. Like, when she came up to him. And he's dissing her, like, over and over again. And I just don't
understand. It's just business to him. everything is just business.
At least, you know.
I guess I do feel bad in that sense. Like, girl, come on.
Like,
now.
Yeah, stop. He's not, like, it's over. he's saying it to you in your face and then takes a drink.
Yeah, hello. People in the live chat said, I just noticed y'all are playing the real Dream Dog song. I just found out who that was. Listen, today. Talk to me nice. It's stuck in my head.
If you're for her, then be for her.
Whatever. Somebody clearly the song is popular because somebody just knew. Sorry, I didn't. So Alex told him, she tells him that she doesn't want to have the song with him or the fake relationship. So I'm really glad that she stood up to him about that and let him know, because he was about to continue to cross those boundaries.
Yeah. And my thing is, I don't trust Noah at all at this point. I think he's just all over the place. And I think that's why he's flopped last year.
Yeah. Shauna was thinking there was going to be a Nalix, but I'm like, ain't no Nalix happening.
First of all, this is my first time hearing that hashtag. Did we say that before? Nalix?
No, she made it up herself.
Hey, you know.
She's like, I'm Team Nalix.
I mean, hey, if that was to happen.
Yeah, if he wasn't such a F-boy, then maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just lame. Like, I like that line that Andy said. He was like, one thing I've known from working around Ayana is I can smell a bitch. I was like, come on.
That was so extra. Yes. Zam.
Look. And that's, but hey, that's what he gets. I just think Noah just needs, I hate what he's going through with his, you know, his bro passing, but at the same time.
In a sense, it feels like he's a professional battling with interns. And I understand how that's got to feel when you think that you're the most qualified, you're overqualified, but apparently there's something about him. Well, it's his drinking issues, obviously. Right. So why he's kind of
flopped,
gone down a couple rungs on the ladder, and so now you gotta start over again. You gotta climb your way out again. So
it happens. Like, I mean, there's been a lot of artists, I can name a few, that have come back from, you know, just terrible situations. And I mean with a combination of you being a great person or a great artist plus your PR team, like, if you can, you know, hey,
yeah,
pull up.
He does need a better group of people around him, a better team.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just, you're not going to go anywhere as an artist if you're just constantly, if we're having the same problem over and over again, especially within the label, and now you're, you know, you having an intimate relationship with two women in the same group, in the same label. It's just, it's just like, come on now, kid.
It's just getting really sloppy because their practice was terrible too. And like, the singing was off and they're bumping into each other.
I wanted to talk about that. I don't understand how you get to a certain plateau in your career and you think it's a joke. Like, I was, if I were Ayana, I would be pissed too. Like, how are you guys, we have a week, and y'all just want to play and have these beef? Like, if anything, and I was at ours, I was like, look, if I'm sleeping with this person and this person's beefing with me, look, it don't even matter. I'm about to shine. Like, I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that we have a great show. I'm not going to let our personal business.
To be more of a team player.
Yeah. Because it's like, at the end of the day, you're going to be the one that looks goofy if you mess up because you don't know a line and you don't know your next move. So, if anything, like, y'all need to pull it together and let's do this performance, get this check, and move on to next episode. Like, we don't have time to play these games.
I think it's just very interesting also that Noah has chosen his beef with Andy. And I think it's also because they are the strongest singers, and he truly sees competition in Andy.
Which is weird, because,
like, why not Angel? Why not some of the other girls?
Yeah, definitely why not the girls? Because I feel like the girls have worked literally their hardest to get to where they are now.
Right.
In a matter of, what, several months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anything, you'd want to collab and you'd want to make as many relationships as you could to be tight, but you're just, I don't know. It's too many young people just running around.
So, in the next scene or so, we see Jahiel, he hit Brody with a bottle, right?
Who is this?
Was that Brody that showed up to Jahiel's trailer?
No,
who did he hit with the bottle? Y'all tell me in the live chat, because I'm so
I thought he hit Angel.
Is that?
I thought that was Angel.
Okay, because I was looking down writing, so I'm like, dang, who was it? And then we were going to be late. I couldn't rewind it too much, so y'all let me know. But
yeah.
So we see Simone cutting up the pills, and I was like, girl, what is this? I wanted so badly to be like, maybe she's not cutting up anything. Maybe it's just BC powder because she got a headache.
Nope, she's trying to be out here doing all types of stuff, and I just don't understand. That doesn't make sense to me either. Like, and then how she came up negative. I was like, okay,
yeah,
plot twist.
But you're like a drug addict.
Right. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, was this supposed to make us feel like we're bad people? Like, because we expected it of you, Simone. I'm sorry, you've been doing drugs this entire show.
So has she seriously cut out marijuana? Because I also assumed that, well, I guess she has to do pee tests, too, because she's in juvie, right?
Ooh, probably.
And so maybe she did cut out weed. But if that wasn't aspirin, then whatever those pills were, they probably should have showed up in some time. Well, you know what? We can't expect much because it was a CVS piss test anyway. So, like,
you know, what they said it was Brody.
Okay, I'll move on to that one because that was a little confusing. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, Noah and Andy are getting into it. And then Andy says Noah is scared. And I was wondering what his issue is. But he's scared, and I guess he's also trying to hide his feelings with drinking because he doesn't want to feel like he's in competition with them.
Okay, well, baby, you in the music industry, so, I mean, you have competition everywhere. So if you're too scared everywhere. To be in, people are out here, like, popping up out of nowhere. Like, yeah. Cardi B was an overnight sensation almost. Mm-hmm. Almost, not almost, because mm-hmm. Cardi, you worked your butt off too, because give you props. But I just feel like you can't be in this industry and feel, oh, I'm intimidated because you see someone who else is talented. If anything, try, you know, go to vocal lessons. Or, you know, if you feel like there's someone else that has something that you don't, improve yourself. Work on yourself as an artist. Work on your craft instead of being jealous of somebody else, because that just gives your energy to somebody that it doesn't need it.
Right. So. Okay. Thank you. It was Brody. He was Brody with a gun. I know some of y'all are from DFW. I am. So that's why I was able to readily identify a head crack. And oh, somebody else from Dallas. Hey. So yeah, I need Ayana to not turn Simone into a complete ass. We don't know, because Simone is clearly the most impressionable.
Okay, yes, Carla.
So,
I
want her to not, but I don't know what's going to happen to Simone. I really don't.
I have no problem with you doing weed, girl, but if you're doing some pills and you don't know what you're putting in, like, you're mixing them with alcohol. Like, that's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. It's one thing if you're doing Xanax to, like, calm down, or not Xanax, but ibuprofen.
I halfway don't trust the weed she's smoking.
Okay. Because, I mean, you never know where you get that
coming from a dispensary. Sorry.
So where are you getting it from?
Sorry, yeah, but
It's too much. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think Simone's in control. I feel like Simone, honestly, is one of the people who is in the most control of herself. Because Carlotta ain't got it together. Ayel ain't got it together. Star ain't got it together.
She definitely had to take her life by the reins the past few weeks. Absolutely.
Alex is dealing with depression. Derek is dealing with depression. Slash getting a new boo. Carlotta still washing up Ayel, but then sleeping with Maurice. Much.
Yeah, people really kind of have just left her to the side. So.
Simone's like, look. And she got real with everybody. I've been in this juvie for how long? And ain't nobody really came to see me like that. Y'all have not tried. Like, I'm sure they have tried to make a plan to get her out. But at the same time, she's like, y'all not checking for me like that. And Ayana did it in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Let me stay with her until I can, you know, you guys can legally get me back if I want to go and chill out.
Yeah.
It's fine. Look, I'm out here. She got Louboutins and all types of stuff. She probably got a whole new closet.
Like, I'm fine where I am. Right. I'm not going back.
She said, I have an escort wherever I go.
Do you see the car I just got out of?
Stop it.
Bye. I'm not going back to your house, Carlotta.
It's madness with all your wigs.
She's like, Carlotta, how much money you need? I got you. Hold on. Let me get in my purse real quick.
I have to share a room with you and your 75 wigs. I'm okay.
I'm fine.
Thank you.
I have my own bedroom, my own toilet. Thank you.
Right. As many drugs as I want.
Drugs galore.
Right. You get drugs.
So, Ayel pays Arlene a visit. Arlene and that spray tan. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
The spray tan in the wig. Oh, my God.
She's just it's slapping miss.
It's almost no more.
Right.
He pays her a visit, and then he tells her that Brody is shopping around pics of Hunter, the pics of where Hunter beat Star up. And he even played, like, the voicemail from her. Sorry, honey, it's just one more. It's just, that was the only time. It's that one last time. And then he says, he even bribes her. He's like, to Arlene, Ayel says, I'll kill Brody for $500K, right? $500,000?
Listen, all I'm saying is that's all my student loans, okay? When I saw that in that bag, I was like, somebody better just take off, okay? And it's just
her. Your student loans ain't that high.
I mean, that takes care of my student loans and then some.
Absolutely.
That means I get a house?
Yes, amen.
Come on. Like, let's put in some investments.
Give
but
a new car?
Okay, something. Just, you know.
I'm like, Arlene, girl, set it up. Where you going to go, girl?
Right. Right.
Where you going to be on Saturday?
Who I got to kill? Right. But no, I just... I feel bad for her in the sense of, like, she's a mom, she's mourning, but in the wrong way. I was just laughing at the fact that she has an entire poster of just Hunter behind her. Like, oh, I just need to think about my son all the time.
Like, that was weird, Z's.
It is weird. But then that's probably what motivates her. Like, she probably comes into work and is like, Hunter,
I will avenge your death.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm here for you and only you. But
yeah. Like, your son is a piece of crap, though. So
yeah, but no, mom. There's no love like a real, like a mom. Loves her child.
Look, I understand that, but some love has to come with conditions. I don't fully believe in unconditional love. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Crazy. So the white racist fired coworker comes back to the job.
What? No, because it was just so many racist white comma racist comma
fired coworker comma. Comes back. Because it's all those identifiers are important. I told you, I was like, I don't think this is done. I'm like, I feel like this guy is going to come back. He back.
Because everybody does.
Yeah, and so Cotton fights him off with a tire iron.
It was like some, yeah.
God, do we know anything about
cars? It's a lot of weapons in this show. So, I mean, it was like a wrought iron or like a,
with a tool.
Right.
And, okay. Yeah, and so Elliot is just turned on, hun. So he's like, you really know how to protect a man. I'm like, first of all, she shouldn't have had to protect you.
No, because I mean, what are you here for? And this is your establishment.
You're my supervisor. What?
I mean. And my thing is, though, too, why is your reaction that fast, Cotton? I need you to go to therapy.
Well, you've been in prison. Sometimes you just got to act fast, man.
Therapy.
Well, yes,
you know, because that was nuts. I said, whoa, Cotton.
Oh, well, she was triggered, child. She was triggered.
She was. She said, look, if you ain't got
She's
it,
like,
I
not
do.
Not this time.
Right. Like, she said, get show broke. I'm like, whoa.
What?
He literally was like, I'm not coming back again. And that was it. And that's where and Elliot's just in awe.
I still feel like it's not done with him.
Probably
I still
not.
Feel like the coworker is going to come back again.
Because he has another vendetta
say?
Now.
Even with Omari Prison Bay, I said shoot him in the heart. But they shot him in the foot. So, like, what?
I can't.
Condo and Buckhead, yeah.
Yeah, it was a tire iron. Hey, y'all are so timely.
Thanks,
listen,
I said that.
It was a crowbar. It was a crowbar.
I said that, too.
Crowbar, tire iron, whatever. She was out here trying to bust caps with that iron, so. Yeah. We get it. But thank you guys, because you guys are just so on point.
Yeah.
With it. Like, you guys are amazing.
That's how we look to y'all. Thank you.
You know?
So this was kind of strange. Okay, we already talked about, you know, the pee test. I was like, this is really intense.
Marriott's just a little too ghetto.
Pee tests are, like, they're already intrusive, but I'm like, okay, you gonna stand here?
Yeah. I mean,
you gonna wipe me too?
She look, honestly, you gotta be that way with Simone, I feel like. She's just too, you never know with Simone, and she never really lets you know anything about her life until you see her, like, you walk outside and you see her smoking. It's like, we told you not to smoke. You walk outside, you go upstairs and you see her playing pool, but she's actually cutting up pills. Simone, what are you doing? It's like, we need, like,
so she's a mystery. Like,
yeah, it's what? Like, she's, I mean, but unfortunately, she feels like that's the way that she has to, you know, get over her void. And that's, you know, that's the really, really sad part about it.
But I also like that of her character. Like, she's unpredictable, but she's free. I don't know. It's a lot. Anyway, okay, so here is the climax of this daggum show. Jahil meets Arlene in a dark parking garage. Okay. They have some sort of dialogue about what ever. Brody comes up out of nowhere, as he always does, and he stabs her to death. He stabs Arlene. I'm like,
and it gets graphic, you guys.
I'm like,
okay?
What the heck? Yeah, it blood's pouring on down
her legs.
Oh,
that tan.
God, her tan is melting. I'm like,
know,
what
she's
the hell?
Melting. And
the wig is melting.
And these dollars are melting.
And Hayao yells for Brody to stop. He's like, this wasn't a part of the plan. And I'm like, oh, so they had a plan this whole time conspiring against Arlene. I'm like, I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't either. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know he was going to come out of nowhere. Just, first of all, where was he hiding? That's what I needed to know, too.
That's Brody for you.
He came up out of nowhere and was like, Shank.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Stab.
Yeah,
like, what the hell?
Just, and he was like, stop. And that's what, I don't know. If I was high, I would have just took off. Because if I see you going, it's one thing to shoot somebody, everybody. But to come up on somebody and stab them, that's pretty intimate. That's when you know somebody got a real psychological problem. Stabbing versus shooting, one is like over in 2 seconds.
Murder is murder.
But I know, but the way you go about it, okay, which one is more crazy?
No, it's fine.
answer, y'all. Which one is crazier? You getting stabbed by somebody is pretty, like, that's dark.
No, definitely. But when, and I've also learned, I think it was in my psychology or criminal something class, like, whenever you stab somebody multiple times, too, like, it is personal. Absolutely. That's how they can identify this person knew the other person because of how many times they stabbed them.
And that was about 50.
That's the Cliff Notes version. I suck at explaining. But anyway, yeah, so Brody, he just finally gets up, and all the first thing he says is, like, where's my half? I'm like,
he crazy, y'all. He crazy. He crazy.
You are heartless.
He's like, look, this is my baby girl.
Yeah, you no, he's here. Finally being a dad. Well, I don't want my dad to be to like go that. Shank. But like, you know.
Like, Brody, he just,
fatherhood,
I mean,
at its finest.
He said, look, I'm about to go Liam Neeson on these people, mm-hmm. and I have a mission, and I have mission accomplished, and yeah. now give me my, you know, my student loan money.
Is it mission accomplished?
Maybe. You think she's not dead?
Arlene's, she's old. She's dead.
Some people be keeping on.
I know. She's deadsy. This ain't Power.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do you watch Power?
I do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I caught up with the joke that you guys made last week about Rocka whatever. What's her name?
Rockaletta Moss.
Rockaletta Moss. I am now caught up. Her monologue was amazing.
I was like, is she going to say this? Just say it one more time.
Right.
Just take a drink for every time she says Rockaletta Moss.
Great monologue, though.
You're drunk.
Amazing.
Congrats. Okay, so how did you feel about the second run-through performance? Because I really liked it. I feel like they were all, it was cohesive. They were mm-hmm. all in one. That'll make no sense. Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying. Everyone's yeah. in tuxedos. It was so cute.
It was cute. It was cute. I feel like, I feel like I'd see these same moves kind of recycle, but I mean, it was
what,
cute.
The dance moves,
it's just very the same pace. It's not really,
I felt the same thing the same way. I'm like, this is the same moves that they do all you the know, time
ooh, and I'm loving you mm-hmm. and it's like me, and then baby. And 5, 6, 7 you, and then it like ends and then you see everybody showing their expressions. That's what pisses me off, is when they're like dancing and you see like Noah walk by Star and Star is like, and I because I love you. Like, it's like, it's like, I just stop. Like, if you're going to be a performer, be a performer.
Okay, don't. So did you hear this time where Simone says she in her lyrics?
No, I didn't.
What the hell?
Maybe I'm...
Why are y'all not listening when I say listen to these parts?
Because, I mean, Karen came back.
Did you watch the show last, our show last week?
I did.
You watched it back?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe, you know, hey, Well, ears open next time. But hopefully,
next time.
You know, well, they have this, they have their showcase.
So we have to watch them perform the song again next week?
We do. Unless they don't have it.
3 weeks in a row, 4 performances of the same song.
Hey, they got to nail it because they ain't nailing it this week.
Well, you said the second performance was good.
I mean, it was okay. Oh. To me, it was okay. I didn't care for it. I mean, like, it's nice, but it's not the energy that I would like to see. If I was going to this concert, I would probably be a little bored. Just a little bit. Just kind of jazz it up. Like, if you're going to have one turned down song, especially if you have 2 turned down songs, because you have the one that's between Noah and Alex, and then you have the whole label song.
So that's what's... Okay, so that was what was confusing me, because I understand they are the strongest and most popular on the label, but they're starting off the showcase with a slow song.
That's what I don't understand. I would think you'd have a mix.
I totally forgot about that, because I was like, why don't they start off with some upbeat song that maybe Take 3 has?
Right.
I totally forgot about that.
But, you know, hey, whatever. I mean, that's why Anna keeps getting calls from her dad, so there's that.
What the hell are you doing with my company?
Right.
Because he hates her.
Like, I'm going to just, you know, let you be some person's
God,
kid.
Terrible. But, yeah. So, okay, so Prison Guy pops up out of, okay, Omaria pops up out of nowhere. And Elliot had no idea. Cotton finally steps to him, which is what I've been hoping that she would do, and tell him, I can't date you. I can't be with you. And he's like, you know, you can't say no to me, girl. I'm like, okay, this is abusive behavior. He's telling her she can't say no.
Whoa.
She's like, but I can say no.
And that's where he just walks away.
And she should have shot him in the heart then, because he's coming back. And like, then Elliot, she'd have lost Elliot again.
You can't keep hurting me like this. Well, I need you to stand up.
I'm irritated.
I need you to stand up when your employees keep coming back trying to, you know, murk everybody. Okay, how about that? How about you?
How did you lose Emmanuel Dreams twice?
Why are you building a house for me and we're not even together?
So, okay, no, that's weird too, because I don't, how you gonna build a house for me? Because they have not been dating. They haven't been rebuilding a foundation since old girl got out of whole ass prison.
So you're mad because I met someone else and became involved with someone else when you didn't want to be with me anymore?
Yeah.
Elliot, call it quits. Hang it up. The line is ringing, okay? Because yeah. you are just, you don't know what you want. I understand that you're hurt or whatever. It seems like she always has some type of baggage. Mm-hmm. But either you're going to be in it or you're not. And at least she tried to explain. Like, she was like, you know, look, I'm with you. This is what happened while I was in prison. Like, child, I was in prison.
Yeah.
That's what, prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's the one that sent her to prison, correct?
Right. So you owe me.
So now he, right. So like, thanks for the house, but I'm staying in this house by myself and you're not staying with me.
Because guess who ain't gonna do nothing if somebody run up? You. So sorry.
Like, I've been saving my own ass since I got out of prison. Like,
right.
No, he is useless. Dang.
Right.
Now I feel
call
bad.
Up prison bae.
All that. No, don't call him
don't
up.
Call prison
she
bae.
Just he, needs to be by herself.
He got a condo.
Okay. This live chat is moving really fast.
Take three.
Okay, somebody said that Noah and Alex look like B and J. I don't know what y'all talking about. Reminded me of Ashanti and Nelly or Nelly and Kelly Rowland a little bit. Okay, yeah, I kind of like with that, like, hood swag and
maybe.
Both of y'all singing. I don't know.
I just
caught y'all remember Angela and Andy's song from the... Yeah, no, that was a... No, that's a good one. Something upbeat to start the showcase. That one song that Angela and Andy had, I don't remember it, but I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this. Yeah, I think Elliot is gone for real this time.
Please.
What? Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Yeah.
What are we about to do with you, Elliot? You don't even know what you want. You're not, you know...
Yeah.
If I... Look.
Take Three song is not a beat, but it's called Damn Daddy. It's, thank you for letting me know. Yeah. Sad day.
It is a sad day.
I don't know what they're going to try and turn Noah and Alex into. I don't think they're going to try it on the level of...
Well, I mean, next week, I think...
J and B, especially not even Nelly and Kelly...
Noah, I already know what's going to happen to Noah in the previews. I was like, oh, I feel like, I don't know if...
Okay, we'll save it for predictions.
Yeah.
Damn. So at least Noah and Alex make up again, which is what I was hoping for. I already said they, yeah, the no more kissing. So Simone, so this is what, I'm a little confused because Simone is bonding with Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is cute, by the way, to me.
Okay, and then hashtag Juvie Bay pops up, which was weird. So how does she know that spot? Was that their old hangout spot?
Oh, they did meet there. They did meet there.
That, and that I think exact that was, spot?
I think it's outside of the label. I think it is outside of the label.
But was Simone drinking outside the label, though, the last time they got caught? I don't think that was outside. They were out... She said, like, Technology Boulevard or something like that. I don't think that was the same.
Technology Boulevard.
It sounds like rough.
Instagram Lane.
I don't know. It just sounded... I don't know. I didn't think that was the same spot that they used to hang out with.
Well, clearly people just pop up whenever they feel like popping up. And Karen is added to that list of pop-ups. So she...
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know. But I don't know. Because I feel like, okay, are you team Karen or team Angel?
Is Karen Juvie Bae?
Yeah.
That's her real name? Mm-hmm. Neither. Oh, because... Okay, so I'm saying all that because how old is Angel? Simone is still underage, and if he's crushing on his girl and he... First of all, we already know that he, as an adult, is, like, closer to 30.
Right.
Anyway, like, in real life.
With a child and married.
Hello. So that's why I'm like... I can't not see Evan Ross in that moment when I see him sitting down with... Simone, the character.
Yeah.
Because I know that she's young and she plays an even younger character.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the same with Angel. I mean, Angel can pass for someone at least to be 18. Or, well, Evan Ross can pass for someone who's at least,
okay,
I think 18,
I was thinking
20.
At 19. Yeah, okay. No, he can. So that's why I'm like, I also just want to be really clear on what his age is. I don't want him to be a 25-year-old
right.
hitting on a 16-year-old.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
So
by
that's
all
why
means.
I'm like, does anybody know, have any idea
I mean, I
how
just,
old he probably is?
I don't understand how people just start liking each other after like 2 days. That's what's
weird
Because
all y'all
to
did
me.
Was sing together?
And you're like following me on the stage now. If I was someone, I'd be like, what's wrong with everybody?
Like, can you get...
Because I mean, I'm trying to get these stacks. These people, and nobody's focused on the money anymore. It's
yes.
just love. It's just a big love triangle in so many different ways. We
yeah.
still haven't found out what happened to, you know, Joyce. Joyce is Tiana Taylor.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
well, yeah. Because I remember all I was saying is like, okay, they need to take us to go to rehab. Yeah. So okay, everybody's talking about the previews. We're going to get there because I saw the previews too. I'm like, this is wild.
Yeah.
Brody and Star are talking, and he tells her that she deserves better than Brody. She just deserves more, which she does. And had she had a better, you know, upbringing, and I'm like,
dare I say,
you know, and if her mom was around and if both of her parents were not drug addicts, things would have turned out so much better for her. So I understand that. And I think it's cliche saying, you know, somebody's a product of their environment, but
It happens.
Yeah, so there's this duet of Star singing with her mom. What do y'all think, even in the live chat, if you want to tune in, and what do you think that actually meant? Like, what did that
symbolize? I feel like her mom has always been that missing part of her, and I think that's who... I mean, obviously, we know that she gets her voice from her mom, and I think that that's just where she gets her energy and her motivation to continue on, is through her mother. Even though she doesn't know everything about her mom, I feel like that's the only parent that she had, the only real person that was there for her in her life. And so, I mean, Brody, obviously, we see is, like, trying to, like, be in her life, but I think her mom's just that part of her heart that she keeps because it comforts her. I think that's just her comfort when she thinks about her mom that makes her feel better about her situation, because Star's been dealing with a lot too these past episodes. People don't, they want her, they sleeping with her, then they don't want her no more. And then she's getting into it with her sister. She don't have her sister no more. I mean, she's
checking in on her own sister.
And she's, you know,
I think she wants comfort. It symbolizes some closure with how their mother left them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where is Gigi? We haven't seen her in, what, the past two episodes, I think?
Gigi girl.
I don't know. Her mom is her safe place. Yeah. Because I was also listening really hard to the lyrics and trying to kind of, you know, analyze the whole situation.
Right.
Okay, let's get into predictions because we don't have a whole lot of time left. We're doing it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So y'all, I think Noah dies. I think Noah is going to die.
Too.
Yeah, it's just not working out for kids. So I think he's gonna get capped. And then what else? I think that Derek and Alex are gonna take a break. I just don't see, they're not happy.
I thought there was a bit of foreshadow too when he was like, if this gets to be too much, have the respect to let me know.
I love that, that was though, foreshadow. Because a lot of people, that's so true. I'm glad Derek said that to Alex, and I hope Alex is woman enough to let him know when it's too much. And to the effect that you're starting to like someone else. I feel like that's something that you should probably discuss at some point too, especially if you don't have control over it, and it seems like she doesn't. So, I think someone's going to find out that Leather Woman got murked by Brody. Brody's not going to get off that easily. I think that Star and Brody's relationship is going to be rekindled to some degree, and I think that Brody's going to get killed.
What?
So, yeah. So it's either Brody or Noah that's going to get killed. Probably Brody. Brody. I'm putting my name on it.
Because whenever we saw it, like, the previews were so intense for because it's a season finale, so you know they got to give us, like, a bang. It seemed like everybody was getting snatched up. It was so many, like, little fights and stuff here, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
This black-on-black crime.
Yeah, so...
With
a couple whiteys. So the showcase goes really well. I feel like the showcase will go really well. I'm just going to speed it into existence. I feel like Noah's going to die.
Yeah. Will they win, though?
Does Simone, at the end, was that a burning building? Was something on fire?
Yeah.
That she was showing up to? It looked like something was on. I'm like, does a house also catch on fire?
That's how someone dies.
By fire?
I thought.
Smoke inhalation?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
This isn't a good conversation to have
this
right now.
A game of Clue.
For as far as we got.
Right. But do you think they're going to win the showcase?
Which one? Big Trouble?
They're take three.
It's a lot of... Oh, wait, we can't see the live chat. They're telling us what they think really quickly. If Noah dies, I'll be upset. I'll be upset, too. Yeah, sorry. I'll be upset. If Noah dies, I'll be upset.
The salon was on fire? Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Right.
So I thought somebody said Miss Bruce died. I don't think Miss Bruce died. I hope not, because sheesh, that'd be random. I mean,
Derek's going to jump out his chair. He's not going to.
Because if Noah dies.
I know that Derek will be walking again in the season finale. He's just going to start walking.
Wait, someone said Derek's going to jump out his chair.
Yeah, it's like Derek's going to jump out his chair. No, and walk again. No, not when the fire starts. They said they're going to pray that Derek walks.
Well, yeah, no, he'll walk again.
I really feel it's going to be slow, but yes.
Allison and Derek are going to be together for the entire
Carlotta's house was on fire. How does her house get on fire?
I mean, it's a salon, so it's a lot of heat.
But who started, though? Somebody started the fire. Ayana has somebody
no,
to start the fire?
No, Cotton's Boo. Cotton's Boo
Omari.
Starts the fire. Yeah, I think that's who starts the fire. Because he knows where she lives.
How does he know again?
Because they're the ones that took her away from him, and then she ran up on him. I'm sure he gonna pop up just like everybody else pop up. And Noah's gonna, if Noah dies, then that solves all the problems, because now Alex doesn't have a boo anymore, and Star ain't got her, she's not attached to anybody anymore, and it kind of solves his depression.
So they're gonna be,
I'm just saying we don't have to hear that story anymore. I'm just saying, like, no, depression is not how you should end that, obviously. But I'm just saying, I think the story of him being depressed and drinking is probably that's what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody says, I think Cotton's going to die because in the preview she got snatched up. Everybody got snatched, no. Right? Oh, Omari Cotton. Isn't done with Cotton. Omari is not done.
Cotton is not gonna die, y'all. Look, that's a stretch. You writing headshot, unless you writing for the shot. Show. Because Cotton, because that, I mean, she has, we have too much to do with Cotton, I feel like. And or Elliot.
Somebody. Well, maybe not die, but maybe she gets shot or something.
True, because we don't know. Someone dies, but we don't know who gets shot and who lives from whatever.
If I didn't already say it, did I already say Star's going to find out that Arlene is dead? Well, if I didn't say it, I say it now. But I feel like she's going to find out. She's going to be the number one person to find out. Cotton and Dye, she main cast member. All right, yeah, you're right. Star and Brody, yeah, I feel like they're going to build some sort of foundation, some me sort too. Of weird, sick foundation, knowing that Hunter's dead and Arlene is dead, and like, oh, Daddy, you killed for me.
Right. I think Star's just going to be appreciative of it, and that's the dark part about it. Like, you shouldn't be happy that your dad killed somebody. But, I mean, she's crazy, he crazy, so it'll be one big crazy family.
Hashtag crazy in love. All right. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Thank you, everybody in the live chat, for joining us. It seems like we've had more people talk to us today, or, like, just I know. Really... responsive. We really appreciate that, y'all.
We're our co-host today.
It means a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just us too, so I hope you enjoyed us. We enjoyed you. Awesome. Hey, that rhymes. I'm a rapper. Okay, so where can they find you?
You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV. And once again, my name is Rocky Harris. Thank you guys so much for checking in with us again. It's been fun.
What is that? Oh, and I am Ivana. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams. Again, this has been another episode of the Star After Show, episode 8. Next week is going to be our season finale. We'll be here, so we hope that you will. See you next week. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all right. It.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. See y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.